Some programs a person arranges himself. Some schedules a person arranges himself and makes intentions and an agenda that we are going to do this now. In this program we will do these things and these actions. But today we have experienced that some schedules Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes himself. Some agendas Allah ta'ala makes himself. I had no intention, this humble servant had no intention that we would have the Khan come, we'd all be sat here, seated to do the dhikr of Allah. I left home, and we were in a rush, you could say, to get to the Dhuhr Salah, so that we could get there on time. And also there was a little bit of delay in setting off. And after some of the journey had passed, then suddenly in my heart, a feeling came, and obviously the feeling, the thought comes from Allah. A thought came in my mind that where is this servant going? And the answer that came was that my Mawla, I'm going to see off a friend of yours. And then he said, you are ajeeb, that the car is going, and I'm just sat in the car. Ajeeb insan, that is this how you see off your friend? Is this how you say bye-bye to your friend? I said, Mawla, how do I say goodbye to my friend? And why do you have friendship then? Came the answer with this person. And I said, the connection of the friendship was dhikr Allah. It was dhikr of Allah. And our meeting was based on the dhikr of Allah. We were introduced to each other based on dhikr of Allah. So if the friendship was based on dhikr of Allah, then we should depart on the basis of dhikr of Allah. Subhanallah. What is this? What does this point mean? I said that take the car back. And it was time for salah. So then he turned the car back. I said, what's wrong? I said, I've forgotten something. I came back and I prepared my mind mentally that the whole schedule, the program had changed. And I was coming with this manner, in this manner, that my feeling was a bit unwell. I couldn't sit down for long. So with that in mind, I thought I would pray the janazah salah and come back in half an hour. But then when Allah Ta'ala gave this program, I thought this is a lengthy program, I won't be able to come back in that time. I took some medicines, I got some of my personal items that I needed. And then it was a bit late for salah. And then when I went, everyone from home were a little bit sort of upset that what's wrong, are you not feeling well? There was no time to speak. I quickly put my medicines in my bag and my items, personal items, and I took my bag and I sat in the car. And time was short. And mashallah, the young boy, he drove the car fast. I said, mashallah, is this a car or a helicopter? At that time I thought. Then alhamdulillah, a few minutes we were late. And we were included, we joined in the Jamaat with you. And then it was the time to see off my friend, to say goodbye. And then with this great arrangement, I saw off my friend, not one, not two, rather all of his colleagues who were the people of dhikr Allah, gathered all of them together. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Very few, very seldom does a person have such an event. How happy his heart must be. That yani his friend, yani me, how much love he must have with me, that I was forced to attend the dhikr of Allah, to host this and arrange this gathering of dhikr, these kalamats that we will recite, the sitting, and the anwarat, and the noor, and the light, and mashallah, the thawab, the reward. There are no words to mention the thawab of this dhikr. So due to whom we are sitting, the thawab will go to him, won't it? And today he is in desperate need of this reward. He doesn't need his children, he doesn't need his wife, he doesn't need money, he doesn't need kingdom, he doesn't need leadership, nor does he need any resource or material item of the world, which for us is so valuable. Everything is away from him. Today he's in desperate need, in this first night of the grave, in the darkness of the grave. He's in desperate need of what? Subhanallah, what is he in need of? Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. The noor of this will go to him. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. The noor of this kalimat will reach to him. And these ayat and verses will testify that Allah, maybe if he made any mistake during his life, due to some mistake or error he committed, sin, leave him, we have come to intercede for him. to intercede for him. Well, very few people get this great reward. I've not seen this, that due to a man, alhamdulillah, one person, the program I've told you, the schedule is made. And thawab will reach him. And in such a moment, such an event, such a time, that would reach him. That all of the items of the world fail. I remember hadith, it's come to mind, if I communicate that to you, it'd be good. That Ibn Sa'd, who narrated this hadith, and due to this nisbah, this hadith came to mind. As I said, that this program is made by Allah. This is not my schedule, not my agenda, not thing that I arrange. These are beautiful, unique hadith. And listen, my friends, with attentiveness, because this is the time of ibrat and learning. Remember this. That not just one, tomorrow we will have to go as well. Every man is not that fortunate that Allah Ta'ala prepares this for him. Let's look inside our lives. Inside ourselves, what are the mu'amalat of our lives? What is our schedule? How are we living our lifestyle? We are ungrateful to Allah. We are disobedient and we disobey Allah. There's disobedience and error in our lives. How can we be hopeful of goodness in the hereafter when we are rejecting Allah Ta'ala's orders here? With which strength are we today in this world disobeying Allah? This is something to think about. This gathering, this is not a gathering for tradition or to play games. If anyone has aqal here today, wisdom and understanding after today, then he should improve and change his life. Otherwise, summum bukumun, it's like a stone, a hard rock, totally like a rock. And nothing can then touch a rock or penetrate rock. Nobody's death can penetrate. No, but nothing in life, no nasiha can change that person. In that life, that person is, you can say, stuck. His shu'ur and his understanding and consciousness is lost. He's gone. These are the waqiyat, the events that give life. These majalis, and by chance to get together. This is from Allah Ta'ala's, preparation for death. He is gone. He has gone to his maqam, to his station. But let's take the learning. Let's take the learning that he was with us yesterday. Where is he gone now? That we have ourselves lowered our friend into the soil and covered him with the soil. And today we think that we will come back with a long lease of life with a guarantee that, oh, the time won't come for us. That we won't pass away. I have not come here to give you nasiha. Nor have I need to do this, that I give you a speech or tell you with a speech or lecture. No, Allah Ta'ala has gathered us together so we can remind each other. And I will pull us together. Not you, you are pious. I will pull myself together. I will pull myself together. I'm giving the lesson to myself. You are pious people, alhamdulillah. You are pious. Don't think I'm telling you. I'm looking at myself. I'm looking at myself. Why me? I'm questioning myself that you are, mashallah, pious. That I will also go there. So I ask myself the question. That this is a warning. Ibrat. A big warning and a reminder from Allah. And the biggest, you can say, ungrateful person is that individual. Subhanallah. Who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him ni'mah, gives him a gift, a favor. Allah ta'ala gives him the ni'mah. Where we're sat down, we say, what is this place? Tell me, what is this place? This is a khanqah. And what is a khanqah? Is it a political place of politics? A political base? Or is it a business base? Or is it a bus station or a taxi station? Or is this a place to make money? No. This is the place where the akhirah is made hereafter. Where the akhirah, qabr, hashr, everything is made. This is the headquarters of dhikr. This is the headquarters of dhikr. This is what we call the khanka, the headquarters of dhikr. This is not a place where we play games. This is not a place where piri, muridi, the sheikh and the student game is played out. Kashf and visions and karamat and miracles are witnessed. Or where piety is witnessed. No, this is about the fikr and the concern and the worry and the caution for the grave. This is where we come to worry about the grave. That if we want to gather good deeds for our grave, we will have to gather them here from this headquarters, from this place. And when a person leaves this headquarters empty-handed, then there's just, if he leaves the adda, then he goes into the kadda. If he leaves the headquarters of the grave, concern for the grave, preparation for the grave, without nothing, then he has fallen into the ditch. Look here, totally here in Manchester, at this moment in time. What a great headquarters Allah has given, from which, just like the maqam of the qabr, his first station phase of the qabr, that he is there now. And from this headquarters, and that he took a step out of here, and the first step is the grave. So this is the destination for the hereafter. And this is preparation for the hereafter. This is a hadith. That the first thing, the thing that will save a person most from the punishment of the grave is the dhikr of Allah. It's the dhikr of Allah. And then we Let's think for a moment that the dhikr of Allah and the preparation for the dhikr of Allah, that you don't need to seek the dhikr of Allah, the fragrance of the dhikr of Allah spread all over. Walking, talking, you see, khanqa, 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 there's no place. This masjid, there was this masjid, there was this masjid. Now it's become khanqa, written khanqa, it's calling. Come, prepare for the grave, come, prepare for the grave. So, the appearance, your appearance has changed, your form has changed, you have eaten so many medicines and poison has come into you and you want to save yourself. And the hadith comes back to my mind. And alhamdulillah, the hadith. So the hadith doesn't come to my mind because all of the meaning will come from this hadith. As Ibn Sabta, radiallahu anhu, this is a narration, many muhaddithin have narrated this hadith. And I speak mustanad, this is a common narration. And Imam Suyuti, rahimahullah ta'ala, has written about this hadith himself. Great muhaddith, a great scholar, commentator of the hadith. And from his narration and from his understanding, I present this piece of knowledge. He said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, after creating the world, after establishing the world, Allah ta'ala created four angels. Allah ta'ala created four angels. Jibreel alayhi salam, Mikael alayhi salam, Israfil alayhi salam, and Israel alayhi salam. Four angels, the high angels, high status. And these four angels were told that you have a duty now, a task, with regards to the world. Be ready for what? Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam was given a duty in the heavens, in the skies, and he was made the head of the angels. And this is not something that's, oh, the wind is blowing, the fragrance, the breeze is blowing. No, Allah Ta'ala has made a system. He is the Amir of the winds and the breezes and the air. And Allah Ta'ala has made a system for everything. Allah Ta'ala likes his system so much that everything in the world follows a system, a pattern. What you're listening to now, the words you're listening to now, Allah Ta'ala says that this is not for nothing. Everything in the world is created for a reason, for a purpose. Everyone in the world is listening now. Through here, in the corners of the world, men and women are with you. They are joined in with this gathering. Allah has made a system. Everything is for a reason. Allah says, I'm using this system to spread my dhikr, my deen. And here I'm sitting yaqeen, and most definitely that jama, those people that I will praise them, I'll do dua for them. That alhamdulillah, this jamaat who is doing the work of the deen are people who are on this system. The hazrat, the individuals, mashallah, they are very worthy of praise, alhamdulillah, close to Allah. They are high, lofty, they take the time out and they run this whole system. The four, five individuals, five, six of them, alhamdulillah. And I am very happy with them, alhamdulillah, that Allah Ta'ala has given me such fellows and colleagues. That subhanallah, they, Murtazi affairs, they are spreading all around the world, mashallah, all around the world. And they are doing a big ibadah. May Allah Ta'ala save them from shaitani waswasa. And morning and night, may they make effort on this. This will not go empty, I tell you. This will not go empty. This system, they have revived this system. That everywhere I can do dhikr, sitting down. I say that not one place, alhamdulillah, the jamaat system, this is our system. Very few will you see places in the world that this system of dhikr propagation, taking out their time, they're busy, they have work, jobs, careers. But mashallah, they use their time to propagate this system. No day, no night, wherever I go, they will allow my voice to be delivered. They make me close to you and near to you, subhanallah. And for them, do dua as well. That allow my voice to reach to you and allow my dhikr to reach to you, subhanallah. Before coming, so many messages. Where's dhikr today? From Africa, from America, from Pakistan, and from such villages in Pakistan, from Saudi Arabia. Where's dhikr today? Where's dhikr today? Where's the gathering going to be today? So many messages. Tell me how in the dunya people are searching, thirsty. So those people are doing the work of the deen. They have devoted. And we, what work of the deen are we doing? Every man, Allah has given guts and capacity and ability and strength. Not just for eating and drinking. Allah hasn't created us for eating and drinking. Allah has given you capacity. Use your strength for the deen. And you can only do this when you go to a manufacturer, a carpenter, a skilled tradesman. When you go to the tradesman, the skillsman, then he will mold you, he will fabricate you, he will sculpture you. Otherwise you are a block of wood. But it's so sad that you go to the sculptor, you go, oh, give me a taweez, oh, blow on the water, oh, my shop's not running, oh, give me a taweez, oh, do a dua for me. And here is dunya, and with the sheikh there's a dunya, and I've got dunya problems, I take me out of dunya. This is an ajeeb concept that people have in their minds. Ajeeb concept, my brothers. Wake up, make yourself capable that Allah Ta'ala takes the work of the deen from you. Allah, here's your duas. Allah is close to everyone. Allah is closer to us than our jugular veins. Why do we run around left, right and center looking for solutions? Allah has sent us for a maqsad and objective in this world. We should attain that objective. We should fulfill it. If you go to a meat shop, will you say, oh, give me some sweet meal, ambala sweet? You say, what ambala sweet? He said, I feel like eating a bala sweet today. I want some rasgullas and rasmalai and gulab jamun. He'll say, I'm a meat shop. I am a butcher. You there, I mince meat and I give chicken and I give poultry. Are you foolish? We'll say, he's foolish, that person who's asking for sweets in the butcher shop. So the friend of Allah, what's his title? Just like the meat shop, the butcher, or the goldsmith, or the jewelry shop. So the friend of Allah, the sheikh, and you're looking for dunya? At the footsteps of the sheikh, in the company of the sheikh. So what are you going to attain? But who's gone to the friend of Allah with right intention to seek Allah, his feet will not even move from the gathering and he'll attain Allah's nearness. Their crying and their efforts and their strength and their striving is for the sake of Allah. They have no need to run around left, right and center for other purposes. But we are munafiqeen ourselves. We are munafiqeen. We are hypocrites. We have nifaq and hypocrisy. And with Allah Ta'ala, we say we are friends and we are hypocrites in front of Allah. Hypocrisy, oh, I want to do dhikr, but I don't want to leave the sins. Oh, how to curse on that kind of person. Is there ever a friendship with preconditions? You want to make Allah your friend and you want to disobey Allah at the same time? In parallel? Though I do zina with my eyes, I just see the women, the girls, I'm forced to do this, I'm attracted. My eyes, they cannot wake up in the morning for fajr. And what are we? We want to have friendship with Allah until today I have not seen in the world. If you make friendship with someone in the world, I want to be your friend and I'm going to steal the money from your pocket. I'll say, huh? You're going to pickpocket, you're going to steal from me, you want to be my friend and you're going to steal from me? Burgle my house? Oh Allah, I want to be your friend and I'm going to even burgle your house in the night. We do this. Allah, we want to pray for you. We want to pray to you. And after praying, we want to disobey you. We want to disobey you and run after women and do impure actions and immoral actions. And look, I've just prayed Salah Allah, but take the Salah away from me. Look how much I listen to you. I want to see drama, immoral actions. When someone asks me, why do I sin? Oh, I try my best, but it's just I can't do anything. Look, think about the first night in the grave. Wait for it. Do you understand what I'm saying? You're not taking bad what I'm saying, are you? No. We're sad for this reason. That's why I have to talk to you and share with you. May Allah Ta'ala give us aql, understanding. Understanding that how we are running after the dunya. Everyone's going towards the qabr, the grave. How long will these games be played out? How long? We are masters of playing games. All night long we play games. We waste time. We're seated. Waji, Horji, how are you? What's happening? Is this deen? Is this Islam? If a person says that, what are you doing? Why are you wasting your time doing this all night long? Why are you wasting your time? Oh, I'm an ashik. I'm a lover of Allah. We are lovers of Rasulullah. Their appearance, nor their face, nor their seerah, nor lifestyle, their ibadah. Nothing mirrors the deen and what we've been taught. Huh? Astaghfirullah. That you could put music on and a person, for example, listen to music and he feels a melody, hears a melody and there's a feeling, an emotion. So what's this? What are you doing here? Why are you wasting time? What kind of tariqah is this? Is not tariqah, but what? The nafs has surrounded us. Our nafs, and when we go to the grave, I tell you this. The hadith I recite again. So it stated there are four angels who were created. I gave them all four of them were given unique tasks. As a Jibreel alayhi salam, master Amir of the breeze and the winds, and all the angels, unlimited, infinite. We don't even know how many there are. Millions, billions, trillions. Allah Ta'ala's creation, we don't know the limit, the numbers, how many angels, where, what are they doing? We don't know. Everyone is there for a reason, and the angels are all with a duty. Now, who is in charge of all of them? Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam. Whatever he does, first he'll salute who? I say, Sarji, please, I've got a hukam, can I do this? Allah Ta'ala will give him hukam, then to Jibreel Islam. Then Jibreel is called, he calls angels, go, your duty, go to Manchester, there's a dhikr gathering of Allah Ta'ala's remembrance. Go, you angels, gather, and go to that gathering, you have to get there now. And all the other angels, they say, our Amir, when will our duty come? And Jibreel Islam says, wait, there's a long queue for dhikr, there are very few moments. Only those special angels can descend to the gathering of dhikr, who are special selected angels. I'm telling you the hadith today. I'm not taking these statements out of my pocket. These are all hadith. Hadith, my friends. So who does this? Who's in charge? Who's in charge? Jibreel alayhi salam. In the same way, the other angels are given duty, as a Mikael alayhi salam. We make complaints, how is the weather today? It shouldn't rain today. Oh, it's too much a draft and wind. There's no water here. Oh, this has happened, that has happened. We complain. Oh, look here, this is not happening, that's not happening. Like we run this world and it belongs to our father or our parents. Astaghfirullah. Like we own the world. We make complaints to Allah as if we're in control. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ Allah Ta'ala says, who are you to challenge me? Who are you to peer into my hukams, into my orders? Allah Ta'ala says, this is my preparation and this is my order. This is what I've created and what I've ordained, what I've made, what I've planned. The angel, Allah says, Mikael alayhi salam. What's his job? What's his duty and task? Mikael alayhi salam. What's his job? Allah Ta'ala says, rain, if rain occurs, and rain is increased or decreased, and for the rain to come and make the earth fertile, everything is dependent on what? That, for example, when we eat fruits and vegetables, and all of this has the stamp of approval from Hazrat Mikail alayhi salam. Yes, that we eat obviously from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine. So now let's go forward. The third angel, Israfil alayhi salam. Great angel. What's his function, job? So we know this, all of this, that mashallah is a very famous task, that he will blow the trumpet, Hazrat Israfil. And I tell you today, he has got a unique job that Allah Ta'ala has given to him. That he takes the orders from Allah for this dunya. Do you understand what I'm saying? What does he take? The orders from Allah he takes, and those orders he, Allah Ta'ala, delivers to such people, such insan, that he delivers orders to such individuals, and then those orders, they are spread out, distributed to the world, and they are the walis of Allah, the awliya Allah, the kutub zabdal, the ghawth, the arshad. These are those friends of Allah. Someone lives in a jungle, someone in the mountains, someone in the wilderness, somebody sat in isolation, they are immersed in the remembrance of Allah. And they have the task, ghawth, kutub. These are great titles, great individuals. Qayyumiyat, darajat, levels that we have today dishonored. These are designations, these are titles that Allah Ta'ala has given to makhluk, to his creation, to his beloved people. Not that just in the angels he's made his beloved, no. On the earth, Allah Ta'ala has also selected his beloved makhluk and creation. Look, and a beautiful, unique point is coming to my mind. Listen to this. The Allah Ta'ala, for this makhluk, first Allah Ta'ala in the heavens, four angels have been selected. And all four angels, Allah Ta'ala has given specific, unique tasks to the four angels. So for his Habib, Allah Ta'ala selected four people as well. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Glory be to Allah. Allah Ta'ala selected four. Has Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Khalafa number one, deputy number one. Just like Jibreel alayhi salam is the angel number one. Number two has Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, Khalifa number two. Like Hazrat Mikail alayhi salam is angel number two. Number three has Uthman radiallahu anhu. When he speaks the Quran, he spoke, and mashallah, he gave himself for the deen. Eh? And has Uthman radiallahu anhu, an ashik of the Quran. And who did Allah select? Has Uthman radiallahu anhu. And today, even we see Ajib Jannatul Baqi. Such great individuals are buried. But as soon as you go into Baqi Sharif, the greatest, highest qabr grave with a system, with a method, is has Uthman radiallahu anhu. Subhanallah. And I thought, what a great status he's been given. And this status was with nisbat, that the job he's been given, he's given the function of the Quran. And the Quran is such a great kitab. The wahid is such a kitab that Allah Ta'ala has given to us, the Quran, for the insan, that direct it speaks to the individual. Allah Ta'ala speaks to the human beings through the Quran, that we don't recite, that we have left. We don't even know what is the Quran. We don't realize what's Quran. We accept constitutions, we accept traditions and laws, self-made laws, but we have forgotten Allah Ta'ala's constitution and law. We don't even touch it. No. We say Quran says, oh, leave what the Quran saying. We say, astaghfirullah, na'uzubillah. Oh, it's not for now. These are just words and stories. Astaghfirullah. Don't say this. Keep the bed long, the full length. No. Where's it written in the Quran? Show me in the Quran where's it written this. I have to do this. This is the constitution, that this life, your life will be weighed on this constitution. Measured. And with a big reference, a person says, that give me the reference, the proof of the Quran, and then maybe he'll have some understanding wisdom. Then he gets more stubborn against the deen. And on that amal, he laughs again. Oh, leave it. What are you talking about? We have to do this. If, for example, you speak to an intellectual, if you give a reference of an intellectual and a modern day thinker, says, somebody said this, then maybe he'll put his ears towards the deep. But when you give the reference of the Quran, you say, what are you talking about? Oh, leave these things. A Maulvi talk and Maulana talk. Oh, you're a Maulvi now? He will say, are you a Maulvi? Am I right or am I wrong, my friends? Look at our basis and our understanding today. The base of life. So, Hazrat Israfil alayhi salam, beautiful duty. He takes all the tasks and the orders. He delivers them to the world. And then Allah Ta'ala prepares further from there. Allah Ta'ala selects the individuals to spread his ahkams out throughout the world. And the last angel, who is Malik al-Maut, Subhanallah, Hazrat Israfil alayhi salam. He has a beautiful duty, my friends. And many people are scared of him. Allahu Akbar. You know, like people, the thieves are scared of the soldier or the policeman, and the person who hasn't stolen, he smokes cigarettes in front of the policeman or drinks tea. He's not a thief, is he? Subhanallah. So those are people are scared of Israel who are thieves in front of Allah. Otherwise, those who are waiting for maut, they say, come Israel, take our soul out so we can go to the after and meet Allah and speak to Allah. Such personalities, Rafiq Saab must have met, subhanallah. Abu Bakr Siddiq must have met. Has Umar radiallahu anhu. He must have met his sheikh, must be seen, Hazrat Ali Murtaza, rahmatullah, subhanallah. Hazrat Fazal al-Qureshi, rahmatullah, he must have met. And one not the last verse, because this comes in use when you have the link with the silsila, you realize in the qabr. Subhanallah. Until today we say, oh no, there's no need for this, we'll go direct to Allah. You'll realize there, my son, that what is silsila, what is the link, the nisbat with the sheikh. Everything is from Allah. Allah Ta'ala gives these tariqas. And we'll think, oh, we wasted time. When they come, Malakul Maut, when he comes, the angel of death, subhanAllah. We don't know yet, do we? We don't know. Ajeeb, ghareeb hadith. This is beautiful hadith. The four angels and the final angel will come to us, who we have a link with. He was our friend. Our friend has gone, departed in his company. Maut. What's his job? Duty, task, subhanAllah. What's his duty? His task is one very simple task. He comes to take the man from the world. That's it. He's going to put the man on the train and say, come on, let's go on the journey, this train of life. Here's your ticket. And I've come to give you your ticket. Sit on the train. And he sits on the train, the confirmed ticket. And he takes him, delivers him to his destination. And this is called maut. This is death. So he's come to invite us. Come on, go. Let's go on the train. The train has come to take you. Come prepared. And I'll take you to your destination. So this is the duty of Malik al-Maut, that he takes the insan, the human being, with him to the end destination. And then everyone's looking after, where's that person? We're looking out for him. Will the angel come again to get that person again? No. Rafiq Saab and his son, for example, will be here. Ishaq, what did your father do? Where's your father? Where's he gone? He said, he's passed away. He's died? Like he had to die. We know this. When did he die? Nay, yaar, what happened? No, he died. It's been a month. Oh, is it? It's been a month. Oh, what happened to him? How did he die? And nothing happened. I tell you what happened. What happens to a human being when he passes away? From within the arsh, Allah Ta'ala has grown a tree. Subhanallah. This is a hadith. Beneath the arsh, there is a tree. And the leaves of that tree, what is their kamal, their job? Inna Allah ala kulli shayin qadir. That's the nizam. Allah is qadir mutlaq, omnipotent. Allah Ta'ala says the leaves of that tree are so many. The amount of makhluk, creation of Allah, that's how many leaves there are on that tree. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. Don't sit down like you're asleep in front of me. Do dhikr and praise. When you hear something good, say it loud, subhanallah. So yes, this is Allahu Akbar. We should say subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala has made that tree. There are leaves on that tree. And all of those leaves, there's so many leaves. The amount of human beings there are, that's how many leaves there are. I'm sat here, and there's leaves here. The amount of people that Allah Ta'ala has created, that's how many leaves there are on that tree. Allahu Akbar. That's how many leaves there are. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. And then what happens, what occurs after that? That one leaf from that tree drops, and where does it drop? In front of who? Malikul Maut. It drops in front of the angel of death, that leaf. When that leaf drops in front of Malikul Maut, subhanallah, then there's a name on that leaf: Asif Hussain Faruqi Falan, this person, that person, that person. Listen, that leaf drops, there's a name on that leaf, this man. Angel of death understands, the leaf has come to me, his life is coming to an end. Then Malikul Maut, he says, this is my next customer, I'm sent now, the file has come to me, says angel of death, now I have to take him and quickly bring his soul to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. This is the system of ours, me, you. This is our system of life. It will conclude like this. So will your leaf not drop from that tree? Will you not be shaken from that tree? Will I not be shaken from that tree? When that leaf drops and it comes in front of Malikul Maut, Malikul Maut looks at it with his nurani light, full of light eyes. And if that person was an abid, a servant who was pious, who understood the Quran, did amal on the Quran. He did amal on the Quran. He understood to understand the Quran and to practice the Quran. One verse is enough. Kullu nafsun da'ikatul maut. Every soul shall taste death. Verily, that person who understands this verse, who understands this verse and understands the tafsir of this verse, alhamdulillah, that person has earned Jannah, paradise. Total Quran comes in this verse. Kullu nafsun da'ikatul maut. Oh, people of shops, people running their businesses, you're standing at your shop and the customer's about to come and you're standing, the stock and the Malik al-Maut's coming to call you. Oh, man who's driving his car, somebody's coming to call you soon, and you'll look suddenly, who's coming to call me? He'll be prepared that somebody's come to get me. The announcement's been made. So his life always is ready, prepared. I'm going now, come. Kullu nafsun da'ikatul maut. Allah said openly, there's no man whose leaf will not drop from that tree. And the person who has yaqeen certain on this, he becomes a Muslim. He becomes a believer. And how can he leave salah? How can he commit sins? How can he commit sins and evil? How can he do immoral actions and evil? He cannot do this because someone's behind him. The announcement's behind him. Why will he have riya and envy, and why will he backbite, and why will she walk around the woman without parda, without covering? He or she knows that nafsun, my soul will taste maut. It's going to come. I'm going to pass away. And after I die, I have to go back. And everything after that's a waste in this world. So when that leaf drops, on that is the name. If that man was good and he understood this verse in his life, kullu nafsun da'ikatul maut, and he lived his life with fear, then the leaf will drop with the noor vision. And Malakul Maut will say, ah, my son, you are successful. And I'm going to take you to Allah's success. Look at Allah Ta'ala's system. When that leaf drops, after that man, from the time the leaf drops to the time Malakul Maut gets to that man, Allah gives 40 days chance to that man before death comes to him. So if we understand our leaf is dropped and we have 40 days to go, 40 days to go. If we do tawbah today, if we repent today, do we do tawbah, my brothers? True tawbah, true repentance. Do we take shaitan out of our lives? Don't waste time. I don't feel like it. I can't wake up. I don't feel like doing. Slap your face now. Slap your face. Why are you foolish, oh insan, that you think that life is about feeling like it? Not feeling like it? You can leave salah? That you can commit sins? Oh, I want to go to the work and run my business. Listen, what is the hal of that person? Listen. What will be the hal of those people who commit sins? You think that if the leaf drops with noor, then the angel of death, Israel says, thou, you're successful. Now what's the next part of the story? Great part. Allah Ta'ala, for every insan, Allah is Kareem and Rahim. Allah Ta'ala says that everyone I love, I have love, rahmah, the sinful person, everyone, whoever is iman in the heart, Allah Ta'ala loves that person. Subhanallah. Even if you have an atom's weight of iman, mustard seed weight of iman, even if you are fasiq, evil doer, chor, a thief and bandit, you still got 40 days to go. You've got a chance. From the time the leaves drop, you're insan, you're doing zina. If you drink alcohol, you're insan. If you're stealing, you're insan. You're a human being still. If you run with a woman away from home and do zina, you're still an insan, human being. If you commit fornication, adultery, this in your fitrah, sin, you sin. But the kamal is this, when you are sinning, at the same time, after sinning, you have created an awareness that I've committed this sin. And after you commit that awareness and you have that awareness is created, then 40 years maybe you did zina, you did adultery, or you drank alcohol, or you committed evil. 40 years, after 40 years, if you say, Allah, forgive me, Allah says, all of your sins are forgiven. Not one, all your sins are forgiven if you do tawbah after those 40 years. Allah says, I'm ghafoor. You've asked me for forgiveness. Allah says, I'm not a police officer or a judge in a court. I say no to you or reject you. No, you have said it and I've done it, Allah Ta'ala says. I've done it. Allah, my sins? What sins? Allah says, beware if you ever think after tawbah that you have committed sins. Beware. Beware that you can never think in your mind that you've committed sins. Don't even imagine that you committed sins. Shaitan will bring sins in front of you. Laugh at him. Say, no, don't try to deceive me. Because Allah has promised me forgiveness after my repentance. Jannah, paradise. How easy Allah has made it. So these 40 days Allah has given to me and you, after the leaf of death drops, Allah gives for preparation for death. 40 days are left, prepare. Now what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us great darajat of muhabbat. Allah says, your destiny, I will give you high status in the akhirah. I want to give you high status. I want to raise you with Abdal, with the Qutbs, with Rabia Basri, rahimahullah. I want you to rise with the good pious people. So in these 40 days, when your leaf of death drops from the tree, Allah says that I'll give you a chance before angel death comes to you. It's difficult, isn't it? Now Allah says the shaitan makes it hard for you. He doesn't want you to come to tawbah. So Allah sends a mercy on the individuals who are going to die in 40 days. Allah sends his mercy. And beautiful Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala puts the person into difficulty. And we run from that difficulty. Allah says, I'll make you fall into an accident. You could have died in the accident. Maybe your hand broke, or your neck broke, or your leg broke, but you didn't die. Why? Subhanallah. Allah says, I want to give you a chance. Come to me. Do tawbah. I want to forgive you. What the great status of Allah. We say, oh, accidents happen. Oh, I'm ill. Oh, I have to go to the hospital. Oh, be grateful for these accidents and these temporary obstacles. Because if you're an abid, if you're pious, then this happening with you? If this happening, people say, why is this happening? I'm pious. I'm good. I pray salah. I do this action. I have to do that action. I have to be pious. Why are there problems in my life? People say this, don't they? People complain. Why is it? I pray Salah. Hazrat said, pray in Jamaat. I go to congregation. The amount of Salah I prayed, and so many problems I've got in my life. The more I pray, I've got cancer, I've got problems. Beware. Never complain to Allah. Don't complain to Allah. Foolish people, don't say this to Allah. Allah Ta'ala has everything in destiny. Embrace it and say, I enjoy this. I'm enjoying this. This for me is not a difficulty. This is not a jinn, not a ghost, no jadu. This is an alarm clock ringing to me that Allah is calling me, come to me, come to me. You think a ghost and a jinn and shaitan is something to put aside? Is there magic in life? There's nothing. There's no force that can go against Allah. Allah Ta'ala says that whenever anything occurs, when problems go ups and downs, accidents, your car's had a knock or illness or cancer, whatever happens, don't consider that these are jarasim and problems in the world. Consider that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is giving me a favor. He sent a difficulty or a problem upon me. Allah Ta'ala loves me. He's given me a chance. I believe in Allah. I'm a sinful person. Okay, I've committed sins. I accept in Allah. If I'm a sinful person, now I've committed sin, and most definitely we are sinful. The actions we do, then first and foremost, we need to look at that sin or that illness or that disease, whether it's at home or outside or at the shop. Thousands of different things. First and foremost, turn to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Oh Allah, I've come to you. Allah, forgive me. Allah, forgive me. Allah, forgive me. First thing to do. Allah says, here's my servant. I have to forgive this person. Abid or Zahid. Worshipper or Zahid. If he's an Abid, pious, praise Salah, and he's committing sins, Allah Ta'ala says that I really love you so much. You can't do those amal, the amount I love you. You don't do that many deeds. So I want you to open your eyes wide. I want to take you to that level of Jannah, and you're not doing those amal deeds. So Allah says, I make you ill and sick. With every breath, I give you elevation. With every breath I give you elevation. These are hadith, great hadith. I can't tell you the details of these. After illness, Allah Ta'ala gives great ni'amas and rewards and rank and heights. So now, what's the situation? Don't cry when someone's sick. Oh, his breath stopped. He's ill. He's lying down. Have yaqeen with what I'm saying. That we are trembling due to the illness and he doesn't realize. He doesn't realize that person. I'll tell you the truth. Oh, look at him. He's so sick. Oh, Allah, Allah, ki Allah, what's happened? He's the servant of Allah, subhanAllah. He's an abid, a zahid. If Allah Ta'ala has given him illness, he was praying salah. He was an abid, worshipper, salih, pious. The illness, the problem has given to him. Shaitani people, oh, no, no, no. Look at his salah. Look, he prayed salah. Look at his hal now. He's downtrodden and disheveled and tired. People say that when you pray, you get good fortune. And look at him now, astaghfirullah. Oh, people, servants of Allah, Allah Ta'ala has given him great rewards at this moment. Then in a few hours, he'll get. And he couldn't even do the worship to get the rewards. Those rewards he's getting due to the illness. He didn't have the strength. He didn't have the energy. But his heart was beautiful. And he fulfilled the faraid, the compulsory actions. Allah Ta'ala liked his actions. So Allah Ta'ala wanted to put on the heights. Allah Ta'ala said he couldn't pray that much salah to get the rewards he had earned and deserved. Allah wanted to give him the qurb of the Imam al-Anbiya, the nearness to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah wants to give him this reward. So he became ill. After illness, like our friend, he became ill. He was very ill, our friend. And people alarmed that woodliness. I was happy. I was rejoiced that, oh, he's going to get more struggle. More Allah Ta'ala wants to struggle him, struggle. Allah, take the struggle out of him. Because now he's enjoying that my Shaykh did the right dua. Subhanallah. Hi, hi. He used to say to me, this is happening. The brother said, this is happening. I said, let it happen, the illness. Let it occur. Keep him, let him struggle. Let him struggle. Give him the medicines. Why? Subhanallah. Because afiyah, ask Allah for afiyah. Yes, ask Allah for good health and ease and everything that's happening. Allah, keep on doing it. But Allah, don't give pain to my friend Allah. Ha ha. This is the dua. End of story. This is the dua to us. The Allah, take him through the difficulty, knocking around, bumping around. We give him such an injection that he doesn't get the pain. From we were, his sister was struggling, his mother, his children, they were crying. Everyone was crying. But he, Allah, give him the struggle. Give him the struggle. But at least he can remember you during that time, so you can give him reward after that, Allah, due to the sickness and the illness he's gone through. So think, everyone has different thinking. So I said, don't ask me to do dua, because these are the duas I do. Hazrat, he's got a lot of pain. Allah, give him more pain. Give more difficulty. So that through the pain, don't come to me asking for duas with your pains and problems. No. Don't come to me with these requests. Then my brothers, the next thing that happens is very high status is attained. Very high rank, Allahu Akbar. Very high rank. What happens? Then Allah says, okay. So the angel of death said, you understand now? The masala is clear. That difficulties are high, high rewards from Allah. A person, shaitan, the bandit, he says to you, oh, you got problems, don't worship Allah. But Allah Ta'ala says, I'm going to give you problems. You remember me more, so you get a chance for forgiveness. And the abid and the zahid, their zahideen, their elevation, their rank is increased. And such our qabreen, our pious predecessors, the great sheikhs and walis of Allah, they pass through big, big difficulties in life. As a Shaykh al-Hadith, rahimahullah ta'ala, he had a special friend, Hazrat Jami Sahib, and I used to meet him in Madinatul Munawwara. And he said to me once that we were in Riyadul Jannah, we sat. He said, Hazrat, shall I tell you something? The Hazrat Shaykh, that at the time of death, shall I tell you about his death? That how his Khadim Khas, his special colleague. I said, is it? He said, that what can I say to you? That I am just telling you, I don't have the words to mention that he was severely ill, Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith, in his final days. And he was so sick, he was in a bad state and surrounded by sickness. And a person thinks, such a great Shaykh all life long, he never left the Sunnah scholar. And today his fairs is spread all around the world, that this moment in time his kitab is being read, right this moment in time. Such a great Shaykh. And now he's got pain and difficulty and sickness at the time of death. What's the reason that, subhanAllah? He said that I took the message from the Prophet ﷺ, and I used to take the message from Rasulullah and take it to his hujra, and I would take the message from Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith and take it back to the Prophet ﷺ. Allah. And one message came from Rasulullah that, Zakariya, I am mushtaq, I'm happy, that take some more difficulty because I'm about to call you so soon. Allahu Akbar. What great people. Well, people, this is the preparation for the death and great things he told me, his special colleague and student. We think that such a great wali of Allah, how could he be so sick at the end? Why was there so much difficulty in his life? The friends of Allah, they have severe difficulty and they take them to more heights and more rubul. So, then what happens is that Hazrat Izrail alayhi salam says, okay, it's time to call that person's soul back to Allah. So after 40, when the 40 days pass, the leaf of death drops. So chilla, 40 days allows the 40 days pass. Then Allah Ta'ala allows that person to pray for death. He starts to do good deeds. Allah Ta'ala shows him good dreams. We see dreams and get scared. Oh, give sadaqah, sadaqah. Why is maut come to me? Why is maut come to me in my dream? Understand. Allah Ta'ala is making you wake up. Death's near. So when maut comes, 40 days have passed, the leaf of death has dropped. Hazrat Izrail alayhi salam, so the death leaf, then he comes to your pillow. You may be in the hospital, you could be in your bed at home, wherever. At that time, when Malikul Maut, the angel of death, Izrail alayhi salam, comes and sits next to you, next to your pillow on your bedside mattress, then all of the things in the dunya that the person dying sees, all the people near to him and the things in the life that are happening around him, they become detached from him. Totally, he's speaking. They say, oh, he's not talking to us now. Then everything, he's the same man, the same woman. But when he's speaking, he's not speaking to the people around him. He's speaking to Hazrat Izrail alayhi salam. He starts to speak. And the first thing he says is, who are you? To Izrail alayhi salam, he asked, who are you? They're here. Ibrahim was sat there, Ishaq was sat there, they were sat there, seated, and they were listening to me. Who are you to come to now to speak to me? SubhanAllah. And he says, yes, keep on speaking, but they won't listen to you because you are now detached from that world. You are very far from that world now, and they cannot hear you properly now. Now it's me and you who are going to discuss now, and I will introduce myself to you. This hadith I'm telling you, my friends, hadith. He said, I want to introduce myself to you. He says, who are you? Who are you? Who's come? How will you introduce yourself to me? Who are you? He says, my name is Malikul Maut, angel of death. And then he gets a sudden jolt. Shaykh Malikul Maut, angel of death. Because doctors came to say, you've got time, you'll be saved, you'll be fine. Children are told, diagnosis, medicines, they keep telling them they're fine. And the line is there, or the family, where am I? Who are you? He says, 40 days are up. Your 40 days have gone, and I've come to receive you. And now, he says that, no, we have to continue. Now come, let's talk about the hereafter now. And now the message is coming to us. Listen, my brothers, listen to me attentively. Listen to me. He says, is it? He says, that dunya have come to, let me take you and show you the scenes of that world now. In the hadith, it is stated that he shows the sketch of that dunya, the cars and the palaces. And there's lying and fraud and earning in the world and adhan, people running away from his salah. He said, what's this? He said, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. He says, what dunya is this? He says, they're fraudsters, betrayal. He says, look, is there something you like from this world? He said, Aswabala, I don't want anything from this world now. Nothing. He shows the scene of the world, Malikul Maut. He said, why didn't you say this before when you were living? The Quran, did you not understand it while you were living? Did you not understand it? Did this hadith not come to you? Did you not have, why do you dislike these things at that time? This dunya, you would leave everything. You left all the deen for this world. Let me show you now those things. Allahu Akbar. Then he brings maal to him, wealth to her. After which we used to run after wealth and we used to leave salah. In the road, we see the heart splits. This is a road. Here's our Masjid Zakariya in Bolton. I speak about Bolton. And I'm a Boltony person. I'm not Manchester anymore. I'm not Manchester anymore. I'm Bolton. Here's Zakariya Masjid. And here's the road. And here are the shops run by Muslims. And here there's a call coming from Allah, Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala salah, and he seals his ears. And tick, 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 the time is passing. The seconds are ticking. And no one has ijazah that he can hear the Hayya ala salah at that time. They seal their ears. That I don't want to hear this Hayya ala salah. This is not good for me at this moment. Someone's worried about his warehouse, his shop, and to high places. And this message, and this miscall of Allah, they don't understand that. Where's this miscall come from? Oh, yaar, where's this come from? Doo, doo, doo. He listens to the phone. Oh, wait, let me answer the phone first. This happens, doesn't it, in our lives? My Rabb is calling me, Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala al-falah. Come to salah, come to success. No one listens. No one listens. Oh, I don't want to hear this. If someone says to me, like, Maulvi, they come on, let's go and pray. Salah, no, 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 salah. Oh, you, everyone to his own. I'll pray, inshallah. Don't worry. You go and pray and I'll come after you. Just do dua for me. Do dua for me so I can pray. So I can pray. He says, this is the mal you want? Is this the mal you want now? He says, no, 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 I don't want this mal of the world. No, no, no. He says, I can give to you what wealth you want of the world. I will spread the world out in front of you. Gold, jewels, shops, wealth, money, currencies, stores, business. He says, take one of these now. Malik al-Maut says, maybe it will be of use to you. He says, no, no, nothing of this will be of use to me. And these are those same hadith, wake up, your, open your eyes. He said, okay, let me show you the third thing now. Then he will open up and unravel the deeds, and very dim light will be visible. So, oh, do you need this? I need this, I need this. He says, no, 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 you can't touch this now. He says, no, you can't end these now. These things you wanted, you should have attained those deeds when you had the time, you wasted that time. You are very far from that world now, and the time to earn the deeds is gone. Now your tongue has become so heavy that from your tongue one subhanallah cannot even be recited now anymore. That car you used to drive in, that car that will not go towards subhanallah. No, let me play the music in the car. I like this music, the melodies. Oh my son, why doesn't he sing? Oh, this girl, look how she's dancing. And let's go to this gathering. No one did I hear that. How does my son, how can he recite the kalam? Never told my son to recite the kalma. How can he recite subhanallah? How can he recite alhamdulillah? This is dunya, my brothers. Well, we're worried about dunya, dunya. No fikr of the akhira. He says, is this the case? I can't grab these deeds now. He says, yes, the time's over, as Israel says. He said, now see what happens. And what will be useful in the hereafter? He said, maal will not help you now. Money won't. Amal will help you now after death, after maut. And call who can you can call to intercede for you. Is there anyone who will now give you influence? Yes, we're with you. They said in the world, come Nawaz Sharif, I'm with you. And businessman, and he's got people with him who made him do sin and give him alcohol and money. And he says, now call these people now, these people who used to help you with the money and influence. Call them now. And they said, yo, we'll send you to Jannah. We guarantee you, we're your sheikh peer. Call them now. Call your peer to you now. At the time, there's your sheikh there. Now call out to your sheikh. Is he here to help you? Is there anyone there? And they were liars themselves, and you are a liar yourself. Where are they going to help you now? They used to prevent you from praying salah. And did you ever make them your sheikh? Your sheikh? Did he ever pain that keep your bed? Did he ever make you keep a bed? Did he ever tell you to keep imama? Did he ever push you to practice deen? Did he ever give you emphasis on akhirah? He said, no, no, no. He patted your back, my putter, my son. Just give money from your pockets and earn money, 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 and you'll be successful. This is what they used to say. You'll be successful. We're behind you. I'm supporting you. I'm pushing you. When you go to the grave, we're going to push you in first. Do you understand Punjabi? That we will work hard in your grave when we're lowering you, but you keep pleasing me now. Give me mal, I'm your peer, give me money, and we're the ones who are going to push you into the grave. No one will care for you after that. Ah, ha, ha. My brothers, now call someone when you're dying to help. No, angel of death says, now I'll tell you the decision. Now we'll prepare for you to go. Just the way you are now, that's how you will be treated. Whatever you did, you will be treated in that way. And in this same way, I will take you to the hereafter. So my brothers, this dunya is in front of us today. We have an opportunity, a time scale, a big, big, beautiful amal Allah Ta'ala has given to us. Such a beautiful deed. The greatest deed, the most powerful deed that will save us from the punishment of the grave. The best preparation thereafter. Easiest, cheapest deed to practice today is the dhikr of Allah. The dhikr of Allah. And how much height will it give? How much reward will it give? So many heights and rewards. That dhikr is testifying today that he hasn't even got into his grave yet. And his dhikr gathering was prepared for him. This gathering was prepared for him so quickly. I've never seen how quickly the reward of such an amal delivered to a person, like the delivery of a gathering, the reward of dhikr. Because I had no preparation. I tell you again, I was ill. I had to go back after the janazah. If the Khar sahab knows that 20 minutes, I'd reach to the salah late. 5-10 minutes, I should have got there early, alhamdulillah, and I got there late. I had come with preparation, I wanted to pray salah with time, but such a cover came to my heart. Where am I going? Where are you going? You cannot come back. You have to go to the Khan to do dhikr. I have to send the reward of this dhikr to my friend. Subhanallah. Tonight's night is the first night in his grave. Don't leave him empty handed. Don't leave him empty handed. Just like he used to sit with you, today he will listen to your dhikr as well. Subhanallah. And the whole jamaat will come and do dhikr with you. You're leaving your friend like this. Is this the dhikr to see of your friend? Go back home. I said, turn the car back, my friend. And I had reached with the hardship. I said, I don't know if I get the congregation, jamaat, Allah Ta'ala give me the opportunity. And the Imam Sahib gave me 3 minutes, and mashallah, I'd fikr for the Jamaat congregation. I can get the salawat takbirullah, may Allah Ta'ala elevate his status. He waited for me and he drove the car. He made this car his mission to get to the masjid. He delivered me to the masjid, alhamdulillah. So this tartib is all from Allah. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala attached such an amal that the Quran has mentioned. That why can't he get this? He had no amal, he had love for this amal, he had no special deed. I know him. He spent 50 years with me. He didn't pray that much tahajjud. He wasn't such a great muttaqi. He had nothing special to his name. One deed he had. Ishq of dhikr of Allah. He loved the dhikr of Allah. In the final meeting, his legs couldn't move. His mouth couldn't move. He was ill. He had diabetes. But Hazrat came to do dhikr and he would come and sit in front of me, with me. I said, Kamal, mashallah. Your achievement? Tell me, what a great achievement. Why? Why shouldn't this happen? Why shouldn't he get the great treatment? Quran says, وَاسْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَنَا. Who is this being told to? The Rabbul Alameen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabb, our creator, is saying to who? His Habib, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the greatest human being in the universe, Imamul Anbiya, the Imam of the Prophets, for who the wujud, the universe was created, Allah is instructing his Nabi, his Habib, that a normal person, Allah ta'ala is giving a hukam to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wasbir nafsaka ma'alladheena. Oh my Mahbub, my beloved, I like that you go and sit with those people who are remembering me at this moment in time, who are doing my dhikr. Go and sit with those people. Abdul Rahman bin Suhail narrated a hadith in the kitab, is narrated in the kitab, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, that when this verse was revealed, Hazrat Rasulullah was somewhere else in his home, he was present in his home. When this verse was revealed, then as soon as the verse was revealed, he suddenly came out of his home. Huh? Ajib hukum, Allah is telling me to do something, to go somewhere. That in my ummah there are such people, and I'm being told, wasbir nafsaka ma'al ladina. That Allah, who are those people? Who are those individuals about whom you are ordering me to go and go and sit with those people? That I like it, I prefer you can sit with those people. What a great reward. The Imam of Anbiya, Allah Rabbul Alameen, is saying, go my Mahbub, my beloved, go and sit with those people because they're doing the dhikr of Allah. Is there a greater deed? Can there be a better reward than this? The whole dunya of all the rewards on one side, pool of Jannah one side, and Rasulullah sitting company on one side. Aha. Subhanallah. Put Jannah. Should I look at Jannah or the Hurs or the beautiful face of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Tell me, what selection will you take? Tell me. What selection will you take? Allah says, this is Jannah, the Hurs, the Mainders, the Qusur. This is Firdaus. Tell me. And on the other side, this is my Mahbub, my beloved, his beloved face full of Noor. That look at your face, look at his beloved face. The all of the Jannahs I give up. But no, the blessed face of Rasulullah is more worthy and more blessed and more valuable than this. This is the point. So such a great love that he loves Allah so much that the person, the people who do dhikr in morning and evening, those who do the dhikr of Allah, and that individual who is whole life, the individual who is whole life, he spent his whole life in dhikr. No, in the morning did he miss dhikr, no, in the evening did he miss dhikr. Subhanallah. So tell me, will Allah Ta'ala not love that person? And today the proof is there. Today. Today. Subhanallah. So let's do this much. But we are so much rebellious. We are such rebels and munafiqs and hypocrites that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has given us the ease of dhikr. The ease of dhikr. He's given us dhikr. He's put dhikr into the hearts of people. Allah has given us khanqas. Allah has given us the assistance of dhikr. And those people don't do the dhikr of Allah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. What will be the hal of those people in the hereafter? Tell me. What will be the hal? And such shaitan, the game of shaitan. No, I can't do it. I don't feel like it. What can I do? Hasab do dua for me. Half the life we have spent in sin. In sin. And despite taking this reward of dhikr, we have destroyed our life due to following the advice of shaitan. What will be the hal of that person when the leaf drops? When the leaf of death drops, tell me. Then 40 days are left for that person. Such an insan. How will that person prepare for death? Tell me. That all life long, Allah Ta'ala said, I made him prepare such an easy method of dhikr I gave to him. But he stayed in deception and darkness. No, I'm this, I'm that, I have to attain this, achieve this. What do you know? What a great value of the dhikr of Allah you've lost. Ajib hadith I've heard yesterday, I was amazed. Ajib hadith. That on the day of judgment, there will be an announcement made. On the day of judgment, there will be an announcement. Allah will call out one announcement. The people, those people who once in their life said, Allah, once going to Jannah, into paradise. Subhanallah. What a great hadith. What a great statement. Subhanallah. Say it again. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So what we realize here is that in that gathering, there are people who haven't even got the tawfiq to remember once in their life Allah. And here, Allah Ta'ala to you, Allah has given the tariqah at your home, you are doing dhikr. The Shaykh Ali Murtaza Ramdurai sent his servant, his khadim to do khidmat, to serve, and with strictness of it. He says, listen, I send you as my servant, my work, and remember my 3 points. Don't ask anyone for dunya. Don't be greedy and ask anyone, and don't follow anyone's promise. Just do one action that you have to ask. No dunya, no ajr. You work this work of the deen and I will give you the guarantee of ajr in the hereafter. Now here the gathering sat here, raise your hands and tell me that tomorrow when my leaf drops, I don't know. Ask you today that have I earned anyone dunya from any one of you? Have I looked at any one of you's wealth? Have I taken anyone's money from here? Tell me, have I? If I've done this, then I put my hands together and I seek forgiveness from you. I have no demand. If I demanded or earned money from you or dunya from you, hadiya is something else. You give hadiya or gift. That a person accepts a gift, that's different. That whenever you can take gift, sometimes I've accepted gift, sometimes I haven't. But in the heart a person weighs and measures that if a person accepts hadiya from somebody, a friend of Allah, when he accepts hadiya, then in my life I've never taken the hadiya of money, the gift of money. And that's jais. It's permissible. I don't take it because nafs is such that my shaykh, maybe may I never reject my shaykh's words, otherwise I may love the money and then I may pay attention more to that person. Never did I take wealth money. This is not our standard. That if you love a person, then keep it to the akhirah, not for the basis of the world. The Allah, whoever's closer to Allah, today I'm seated here in this khanqah and you've done dhikr, we're doing dhikr. What did Rafiq Sahib give to me? Tell me. What did he give me in the dunya, in the world? Any worldly transaction, how much money did we exchange? How much mal did he give me? How much did I give to him? And such a beautiful janazah. Have you seen a greater janazah than this? A G point I tell you now, that in the janazah, you until today, you prayed janazah salah, you've prayed many. But his janazah was twice. Twice. Why? Has it happened this? That someone's forgotten the takbir. He's saying the takbirs. That's a sabaji mamala. The final meeting, you're leaving me. That please stay for a little while more. Stay for a little while more. Your du'as I took in the world, I want to take two du'as. Give me two more du'as while you're departing. And when Mulana Sahib said in my ears that, I forgot the takbir, and I laughed. I smiled. You haven't forgotten. You've been called again to recite. Subhanallah. What muhabbat, what love he had. So we realize that one is the relationship for Allah. He said, Hazrat Ajib Muamala here, that you are leaving me, departing from me. Please stay for a little while more so we can increase our love. How long will we see each other more? Will we see on the Hashr or on the day of, in thereafter? So twice the janazah took place. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So there's so much to say. We could discuss so much more. But we cannot say nothing. That's our habit. I can give you du'as. And I do du'as for you. And understand, my friends. Finish off the laziness. Retard. Nothing in this world will benefit us. Nothing in this world, my friends. This is the akhirah. That today, Rafiq Sahib, with what happened to him today, we came to see him off today. Tomorrow our turn will come for the sake of Allah. We are in need. Nothing we have to our names. Nothing. Nor have we followed the sunnah. Never have we practiced the sunnah. Never have we taken out of our homes the evil. Nor have we left the haram. Nor have we prayed salah in jamaat, in congregation. My brothers, we need to understand what is life. We have Quran in our hearts. We don't recite the Quran. Have we ever thought that there's an alim, a scholar, a hafiz, who's recited and learnt and he's sleeping and he doesn't pray salah? Then why will qiyamah not come? If he's an alim, a scholar, he's learnt ilm, he's learnt hadith, fiqh, jurisprudence. Number two, in his heart is Quran, memorization. Learnt the Quran and Allahu Akbar. He has got dhikr, he's learned dhikr from a friend of Allah. And at the time of salah, he's watching TV. What can we do? I'm forced to do this. I can't help it. Then will Qiyamah not come? Tell me, what will be the hal of this adab of the punishment? What will be the hal that despite Allah's rahmah, the person still disobeying? So with the dars, I say with pain, our meeting may not happen again. Allah knows best. We may not be able to meet again after today. Today after how long are we sitting in front of each other? And that's due to with which pain I've come, you know. So I'm saying this message to you, my friends, that change your life for the better. That Allah Ta'ala's karam and rahmah and mercy has come to you. Allah has given you nisbat, the connection. Your nasiha has come to you. Advice has come to you. Allah Ta'ala has taken promises from you. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So all of this, remember this in your mind, that nothing, all is laziness and shaitan that is stopping us from deen and practice. No jadu, no magic, no potion, no jinn, no black magic. Everything is within us. We are capable. And it's our own actions that take us to Jannah and Jannah. Make your faces according to Sunnah. Make your lives according to Sunnah. Love Rasulullah. Today you will love Rasulullah. Tomorrow it will benefit us. Remember this. Remember this. Understand what I'm saying? So control yourselves, control your nafs, pray Salah in Jama'ah, in congregation. If you make a mistake, don't worry. Stand up again and do repentance. Do tawbah again. And do tawbah to Allah again. Allah will forgive again and come back on the path again. Remember this. Do we promise today? Dhikr, never leave dhikr of Allah. 5 tasbihs, 3 tasbihs, 4 tasbihs, 2 tasbihs. If you learn dhikr, then for the sake of Allah, I plead, then we will be grabbed on the Day of Judgment and the hereafter that we didn't do dhikr properly. The gifts Allah has given, if you, the finger of this fakir, of this humble servant has come on your heart, then preserve that finger. Remember this. Preserve that finger. Your bodies, your mouth, your appearances, your actions, your life, everything, protect it and bring it into in line with the sunnah. In the practice of the sunnah, this is deen. And there's no such action in life that is hard or difficult in the dunya. Live, earn, eat, whatever. But don't forget Allah. Morning and evening do the dhikr of Allah. And this majlis, listen to the words of majlis. Have fear of Allah in your hearts. Give tarbiyah to your children. Correct them. And cry in the remembrance of Allah. Pray salah, good salah. Have good company. Good company. And sit next to good people. And at least, if you can't even read much of the Quran, recite 3 lines of the Quran. My brothers, do dua to Allah, that Allah Ta'ala gives us the tawfiq to understand and implement all of this. Ameen.